We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowgirls Sports Network, from Learfield, live from the Wyoming Rib and Chop House, located in the UW Plaza on Grand Avenue in Laramie. Welcome to the Heather Ezell Show, presented by Town & Country Supermarket Liquors. Shop in-store and online at tcsupermarketliquors.com. Also brought to you in part by Laramie GM Auto Center. Shop online at laramiegm.com. Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, your partner in health. And by Bud Light, it's for the fans. Live from the Wyoming Rib and Chop House, located in the UW Plaza on Grand Avenue in Laramie. Welcome to the Heather Ezell Show.
And a pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Heather Ezell Show, presented by our friends at Town & Country Supermarket Liquors. We're coming to you live from the Wyman Ribbon Chop House, located here in the UW Plaza off Grand Avenue in Laramie. David Settle with you. And, hey, surprise, surprise, we have the head coach here.
It's about time, huh?
I just want to point out, you made that comment, not me. But it is great to have you back. First of all, fill everybody in. How are things at home now that you have returned with baby Dylan? How are things going for you, Heather?
You know, we're trying to figure out that new normal now and survive on 4 to 5 hours of sleep. Like every, I know a lot of moms in this room and dads understand, but we're so excited to be home. Nice to be back in Laramie, surrounded by our friends and family, and just kind of getting everything used to so we can get rolling and hopefully Dylan can keep growing.
Now, jokingly, and I do mean this jokingly, did Ryan give you some pointers, some tips to do for the show tonight?
Oh, of course. You know, Ryan's always going to give me any tips that he had that helped him along the way.
Well, let's talk a little bit about since you've been back, it's been good news for the Wyoming Cowgirls and wrapping up the regular season with a lot of victories. Take me back to your first day back in Laramie. And you got back on a weekend and then sounded like you surprised the team at practice a little bit.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind. We actually flew back to Laramie on Saturday, got back in the evening, had some time on Sunday to just actually we still had Christmas set up at the house. So we celebrated Christmas last Sunday. But then surprised the girls at practice, brought Dylan in, and it was just nice to see all those smiling faces. There was even some tears, which was made my heart happy as well.
Yeah, talk a little bit about what's the work schedule been like like for you since coming back? Because I know it's not quite 100%.
Yeah, you know, how much I would love to be able to be back in the office at 7 a.m. Unfortunately, it just doesn't work out with Dylan's feeding schedule right now. But getting in the mornings, being able to still, you know, work with the staff, figure out game plans, you know, do some things like that, take a little bit of an extended lunch, get some extra baby snuggles in there, and then back for practice, which has been just so nice to try and get back into that rhythm of basketball, you know, something that I love so much and enjoy so much, and being around these players.
Now, while you were gone, you still watched every single game. I'm sure you were probably texting coaches in the interim, you know, for practice and things that you saw. Has it been different to have maybe your extra set of eyes back on this team that was kind of controlled by the staff while you were gone?
Yeah, I mean, we always say extra eyes help, but I tell you what our staff has done, there's nothing that I was saying to them being 1,000 miles away that was making a difference. They had it all under control. They were rolling, and same with these players. They were taking care of business. Really, me coming back was just another person there more than anything, not so much new ideas. Everybody had those ideas already knocked down.
What has this staff done from your perspective, kind of looking on the outside in while you were gone for 2 months, basically? Because you got back at about the time you were kind of planning. It was just on the front end that you left a lot earlier.
Yeah, correct. You know, the biggest thing is we had been talking about a staff, you know, leading up about what we were wanting to do and continue to do with this team, and they just continue to roll with that. The players, obviously, they continued to work hard each and every day. I never had to hear from the staff of going, man, today was a tough practice. They just didn't want to be there. So credit to those players for showing up every day, ready to go. And then that staff just continued to do what we've been wanting to do all year.
Well, since we were last here at Ribbon Chop, let's see, we went on the road for the last two road games of the regular season, then came back home. So let's take us back to a couple weeks ago on the road at New Mexico. I know you weren't there, but that was a back and forth game, and then unfortunately last half of the fourth quarter seemed to be all about New Mexico. I want to say 22 lead changes, 14 ties in that first 3.5 quarters, and unfortunately they kind of just executed a little bit better, I thought, down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, they hit some baskets, and ours unfortunately didn't fall. So they started to go on that run and, you know, extended it from 2 to 4 to 6. And then we were just trying to play catch up and running out of time, unfortunately, there. They've got some good firepower and were able to score when they needed it. And unfortunately for us, the baskets just weren't falling.
Well, then the sun kept shining because we went to San Diego State, and it was not a great first half. But then these women put up 50 points on a team that gives up 56 for an entire game. Put up 50 in the second half. That was just unbelievable, Heather.
You know, we say this all the time. You want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the year. Well, that second half at San Diego is the epitome of that for sure. They did everything right for those last, you know, 20 minutes of that game, and it shows when you're able to put up 50 points.
I talked to you about this on Saturday night, and I kind of referenced that San Diego State game where the coaching staff decided – we're going to roll with this group of women kind of down the stretch run at San Diego State when they had to execute. And you kind of did something similar Saturday night where you kind of just rode with that five. Is that something that you're okay with? Is that something that's just kind of clicked with this group? How would you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just something at the time where, hey, we're rolling with this group. Let's not change a good thing. And credit to our kids because we're in really good condition. I give them credit for that. We are able to play through longer stretches. So when it does come down to, hey, you know, there's, for example, 6.5 minutes left, and I looked at that group and said, you guys are the five we're rolling with for this next time. There was no doubt that they couldn't make that.
Yeah, and kind of the same thing happened at San Diego State. I know you weren't there for it, but that was just something that kind of stuck with me in that second half comeback and in the victory after you're down by 15, and then you come back and win comfortably on the road at San Diego State, which is not an easy place to play. Then we come home, you're back. Nevada, seemingly maybe a little bit of a slow start, but once you got rolling, that second quarter was unbelievable, I thought, last Thursday night.
Second quarter was, you know, once again, some of the best basketball we've been playing all year. And thankfully for us, it really extended a lead, something that we were able to just kind of roll with the rest of the game.
And then you kind of had to get that one out of the way before the big matchup. Super senior night, and I say that not jokingly, because they'd already been through it before. We talked about that Saturday night, about maybe that helping this team out. Do you think that was a benefit that Tommy and Quinn had already gone through a senior recognition ceremony, and maybe the emotions weren't quite the same as thinking back a year ago?
Yeah, it maybe knocked out a few nerves. You can ask Tommy that. I said, maybe we need to start doing this every year. You know, juniors, we're actually going to pre-celebrate senior night so that when we get to the real senior night, we've already done it, been there, done that. But, you know, once again, I'm just really proud of the way the girls came out. I know senior night's always full of emotions, and you got 5 minutes to make the switch again once it's done and to be ready to go, and I thought we were ready to go from the tip.
Well, you got going. Maybe neither team really hit a lot of shots in the first quarter, but, you know, I thought both teams improved in the second quarter. And then we got the lead started to build a little bit, but then back they came late third quarter, early fourth quarter. What happened, do you think, in that time frame? Or is that just a good basketball team playing better at the time?
Yeah, you know, we talk about it all the time. I mean, basketball is a game of runs. We had made ours. We knew CSU was going to make theirs at some point, and theirs came at a pivotal moment there in the third quarter. But what was great is that we matched it. You know, they hit that NBA three at the end of the buzzer that you think, okay, man, that puts them for the lead, and then we come back down and get an and one. So it's just that game of runs, and thankfully we were ready to stick with it, continue to roll with what we were doing, and we had our next run coming right after it.
The women outscored Colorado State after that desperation heave at the shot clock buzzer, which I had a nice line behind it, and I was praying that it was short, and of course it goes in, and Kevin DeVries, our media relations guy, was sitting next to me. We both kind of looked at each other like, really? Of course that goes in. But from that point on, 25-7, that's how much you dominated that game, Heather, down the stretch run.
Once again, we made shots, and you could feel the tension for them kept tightening up. And you saw that on some of their shots. You could tell that, hey, their follow-through wasn't as smooth. You know, the passes weren't as crisp. They were kind of starting to try and stretch a little bit, see what they could get. And, you know, when you start playing a little tighter, things don't fall as well. And I thought we were playing so loose that, man, it was just fun to watch.
I asked you this Saturday night. I'm going to ask you again. What did you do defensively to frustrate maybe the best player in this league in Hofshield from Colorado State Saturday night? She did get, what was it, 16, 18 points, but took 21 shots.
Oh, and I've said this since day one that she's on the team, but we put Quinn Weidman on her. We say, hey, Quinn, there's your matchup, you know, sick her. And that's exactly what she did. And she dogged her for the 40 minutes. And the thing was, though, it was a group effort. We talked about that from the get-go, is when number four had the ball, everybody had to be ready. And I thought our rotations were really, really good. We were all ready to help when it was needed. And she wasn't sure what to do at times.
And it seemed like you mixed up some of those defensive rotations to keep her off balance.
Yeah, I rewatched the game on Sunday, and I haven't seen such beautiful basketball rotations off of a dribble on the backside than what we did in the last 3 minutes of that game.
Well, we've got some more to talk about. We're just getting started with the Heather Ezell Show. I want to remind folks, if you need a new furnace right now for this Wyoming winter, which sounds like it might extend into the spring, call Laramie Mechanical and Heating Systems for high-quality products that will fit your needs and your budget. But again, we're just getting started with the Heather Ezell Show, presented by Town & Country Supermarket Liquors and Wyoming Ribbon Chop House. We'll be back with more after these network messages.
Town & Country Supermarket Liquors is Wyoming's largest liquor store with the absolute biggest selection and best prices just for you. With over 800 whiskeys, 1,800 wines, a huge selection of hard seltzers, plus lots of exciting new items in store, you're sure to find just what you're looking for. See our website for all the terrific weekly specials and save even more. Town & Country Supermarket Liquors, 516 South Greeley Highway in Cheyenne. Come see us today.
Laramie GM Auto Center wants to buy your vehicle. That's right, Laramie GM wants to buy your vehicle. Any make, any model, any year. Laramie GM will pay top dollar for your vehicle. We'll buy your vehicle even if you don't buy ours. Don't hassle with a private or online sale when you can sell it directly to us. We'll make it easy and hassle-free. Laramie GM wants to buy your vehicle. Any make, any model, any year. Simple, no obligations, free appraisal. Learn more at LaramieGM.com.
We've been through a lot together, from the moments you treasure to life's biggest milestones. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Wyoming has been with you along the way, providing the health insurance you need and support from local experts. Wherever you are in life, or wherever life takes you, we've got you, and you got this. Visit WyomingBlue.com for more information. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Wyoming.
At the University of Wyoming College of Engineering and Physical Science, students receive collaborative and top-quality education in world-class facilities, including the brand-new Engineering Education Research Building, now open. Students learn and work with influential faculty in renewable energy, artificial intelligence, enhanced recovery, and more. The Engineering Honors Program allows exceptional students to explore their education, join the UW community, and find your future at uwyo.edu/CEAS. Bucking the system since 1886.
Hey Cowboy fans! Experience the power and excitement of live events with Ticket Smarter. You can find seats to more than 125 live events ranging from sports to concerts and theater shows on TicketSmarter.com. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official ticket resale marketplace of the Wyoming Cowboys, providing a safe and secure way to buy and sell tickets to your favorite events. The next time you need tickets, think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter.
The Associated General Contractors of Wyoming build our cities, counties, and state. They construct and maintain our roads, bridges, schools, hospitals, and businesses. These contractors are looking for motivated individuals who want to earn high wages with on-the-job training, paid retirement, health care, and vacation. Go to agcwyo.org. agcwyo.org. Help the Associated General Contractors of Wyoming build Wyoming 1 mile, one building at a time.
Welcome back as we return with more of the Heather Ezell Show here at Wyoming Ribbon Chop House. David Settle alongside the head coach, Heather Ezell. Glad to have you back. And, well, some great news today for the second straight week, second time this season, and a fifth time this season. What I'm talking about is Wyoming swept the Mount West Women's Basketball Player of the Week honors. Allison Fertig just been dominant here recently. She won Player of the Week overall for the second straight week in the conference, and then for the fifth time this season, Melina Peterson was the Freshman of the Week, and they had also swept it back on when it was announced January 30th.
Yep.
So I got to ask you, and we've talked quite a bit recently about Allison and Melina, but just how well they're playing right now down the home stretch of the season. As you say, when you want to be playing your best basketball, Heather.
Yeah, I mean, the way that Allison's been on a tear right now is fun to watch, and you're really just enjoying the way that she's able to score, even when teams are focusing on her. They're trying to stop her, or they're sending a double, and she's making some really nice moves and reads out of it. And then the way Melina's been playing on the outside, she's just one of those kids that continues to get better with each game still. Her basketball IQ is just through the roof, and I think we're still just barely tapping in to what her potential is.
We're going to talk with four players tonight here on the program, but sometimes it's behind the scenes that we don't see how the players in practice push each other even a little bit differently than what you see in a game. How much has that helped and benefit this team, you think, this year?
Oh, a bunch. You got two kids at the table right here that I know that Allison would give a lot of credit to, and Paul and Marta, because I know they battle on a daily basis down there on the block, and that they're only making each other better. For Melina, she's learning from, you know, all of our guard corps that's been there. Once again, two of them sitting here with Lexi and Tommy that have been in the system for a while, and just when they can continue to learn and see different things, that just makes us better, and I know that's the way that our team works, is we're all trying to make each other better.
Now, obviously, you've got the conference tournament, which we're going to talk about coming up. Don't have a game here. Is that good, bad, indifferent? Kind of same thing happened last year, if I remember correctly, just a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think back at more a couple of years ago when we had, you know, the 21-day break before going to the conference tournament, and good things happened. So I'll take a 7-day break going in and see how good things happen this time, too. But it is good because, you know, right now our kids, they are worn down, and it's nice to have this little extra break. You know, I actually gave them 3 days off here. So we'll get back in the gym on Wednesday and see where, you know, we want to just start working on a couple things and seeing where we could potentially, who we're going to match up with.
We're going to talk more specifically about the conference tournament, but as a coach and the staff, how do you prepare for something like that? Kind of give us a little bit of insight, because you right now you don't know who you're going to play, and you won't know until sometime on Sunday, and then there's that potential where you got to go boom, 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 and it's just quick turnover each time.
Yeah, it's got to be that survive and advance mentality. You got to be ready to come each and every day, ready to go, because you don't know what's going to happen the next day. So we've got to make sure we're focused, and it's now going, hey, I don't have the next game to get it right, to get better at. I've got to do it right now when it matters. And then we always talk about this is the best time of your life. You know, you get to play these three games in a row. Don't worry about being tired. Give it all you got, and we'll promise we'll get a few extra something from you than the next game, and especially in that championship game, you'll be running on adrenaline anyway, so we won't worry about that.
You've talked about it. Ryan's talked about it. Just the way that these women will come in and ask to be pushed more. How, you know, coach me harder so I can improve as a player. As a coach, how much do you love to hear something like that from a player's perspective?
That's the best thing to hear as a coach. And that just shows the toughness that these players have been growing with and continue to build on. And, you know, when a kid says, hey, I can admit that I'm not playing well, or I need to get better, coach me harder, that's when you've got some really good ones.
Well, Allison Furtig and Melina Peterson, again, sweeping the Mount West Player of the Week honors, and it's certainly been well-deserving. Allison's been on a tear. Melina's played very well throughout the season. But I still go back to the rest of the team helping them out, because it can't be just one or two players. You got to have a whole arsenal to get yourself better by this time of the year.
You know, I told that to our team after the game. You know, it was 1 through 13. It wasn't 1 through 5. It wasn't 1 through 7. It was 1 through 13, and that's where we've gotten, and that's how we have a second-place finish here in the Mountain West, is 1 through 13, because behind the scenes, like you said, when people aren't watching, it's everyone in the locker room. It's in practice when we don't have scout team. It's, you know, doing all those little things, and nobody is doing more than the other. Everybody's getting in there, doing the exact same thing, and it's fun to watch when you've got really good kids that want to get better. And no matter what, if they're getting 40 minutes or 0 minutes, they're just there because they love their teammates and they want to win.
Well, and for you in your first year, congratulations to the women, but 20 wins in a first year. I know you weren't here the whole time, but hey, it goes on your resume as a 20-win season. That's pretty cool.
Hey, I'll take it. Got to give so much credit to my staff, because they're the ones that have really, you know, done all the dirty work. But being at Wyoming is just such a special place, and having the opportunity to continue to grow here and, you know, move up the ladder for myself, this is just one of those dream come trues, and hey, it works really nice when it works out this way.
Real quick, talk about what Ryan, Fallon, Brooke mean to you. Obviously, Brooke's the newest member of the staff this year, and then even bringing back a former player, Natalie Baker, as your director of ops, just what that group has meant and how maybe close-knit they've become in their time.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no words to explain, you know, what this staff has done and how awesome they are. But the big part of it is we're closer than what it is just in the office. You know, we're friends off the court, outside of work. And I think that just makes us better when it does get, you know, time to work. We communicate so well, and it took no time for somebody like, you know, Brooke and Nat to fit right in. What has been nice is to continue to see that staff grow when I wasn't there. And I know that's something I talked to Ryan about a bunch. And he said, I mean, between Brooke, Fallon, and Nat, just the things that they did in that short amount of time, those 2 months, just leaps and bounds growth that can only make us better in the future.
Well, and if correct me if I'm wrong, your assistants kind of take turns rotating through opponents for scouts,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
So what is that balance like for knowing that it's not just all on one or two people?
Yeah, I mean, it helps when you're constantly moving around and you're focusing on different teams, but at the same time, we're all working together, and it's not like, hey, just because I have this scout means nobody else is watching that team. We're all kind of watching. We're all giving input, but it really does come down, and I know we all take it personal when, hey, if I lose a game and it's my scout, I'm going to take that personal. I'm going to try to get back and be better the next time.
All right. Well, we will catch you down the road, but we're going to visit with some players coming up. We will return with more of the Heather Rizal Show and Cowgirl players Lexi Bull and Paula Sanchez coming up at Wyman Ribbon Chop House. It's presented by Town & Country Supermarket Liquors, and we're back after these local messages.
Town & Country Supermarket Liquors is Wyoming's largest liquor store with the absolute biggest selection and best prices just for you. With over 800 whiskeys, 1,800 wines, a huge selection of hard seltzers, plus lots of exciting new items in store, you're sure to find just what you're looking for. See our website for all the terrific weekly specials and save even more. Town & Country Supermarket Liquors, 516 South Greeley Highway in Cheyenne. Come see us today.
At Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, we're a team as well as a family. We believe in working together to care for everyone who walks into our hospital, just as we would one of our loved ones. That's why we consistently receive national recognition for the quality of care we provide to our patients. It is an honor to serve Southeastern Wyoming, and we want to thank you for choosing our family to care for yours. Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. We inspire great health.
Premier Bone and Joint Centers would like to introduce you to our new Premier Mobility Center, where our licensed practitioner, Matthew Harris, is now seeing patients for custom bracing as well as artificial limbs for amputees. Matt is trained in both upper and lower extremity prosthetics and orthotics, as well as spinal bracing. The Premier Mobility Center is a state-of-the-art lab in Laramie where we can custom fabricate all devices personally to ensure the highest quality and quick turnaround times for all products. The Premier Mobility Center, 1909 Vista Drive in Laramie, and online at premierboneandjoint.com.
The will to win is important, but preparing to win is essential. At Crest Insurance, we understand that the road to success is not one that you go alone. Whether it's your family or business, you're not buying insurance, you're buying protection. That's why so many turn to the professionals at Crest Insurance. Our team has the experience to help you safeguard the things that matter most. It's not just an insurance policy, it's peace of mind.
Shepherd Construction, Inc. is a Wyoming general contractor, family-owned and operated, specializing in commercial renovations and new construction of all sizes. Incorporated in 1987, the company continues to grow by embracing the future and changes the way it does business by accepting more challenging and diverse projects statewide. Wally Colton and the Shepherd crew are big Wyoming fans and know what it takes to work as a team. Go Pokes!
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a two-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to the Heather Ezell Radio Show here at Wyoming Rib and Chop House. Our friends over at Town & Country Supermarket Liquors have everything from rare and unique to all your everyday favorites. Stop in and see them today. And it's my pleasure to welcome to the program our special guest, Lexi Bull, is over here to my left, as well as Paula Salazar. I made that mistake. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. Won't be the last mistake I make today, I promise you that. But ladies, how are you on a Monday night?
Good. Yeah, pretty good.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about how things are going. First of all, both of you, unfortunately, have kind of been in and out of the lineup. You kind of had a little bit of the same thing almost, right, with little injury situation, a little bugaboo. Actually, talk about yours, because yours happened early, and it took you a little longer to get back. How was it dealing with that? I hate to bring it up, but how was it dealing with that early on?
Yeah, so it was honestly pretty tough for me. I think I was out 8 weeks, so I actually, like, got completely healed and then got re-injured on my return to play. And so that was pretty tough, just trying to, like, balance the injury and then, like, my return to play, because with this type of injury, like, it's hard. You can't push it too much. And so even just, like, working with school, too, made it pretty difficult.
Well, talk a little bit about just, you know, when you're away from the game, how much do you as an individual just miss it? Because this has been part of your life for so long. How much do you miss it?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, because it's like I've never gone through like an injury like that before where I've been out for so long. So it really like kind of helped me to refocus and like kind of find my love for basketball again.
Okay.
So it was actually a pretty cool experience that like I went through. And even though it was like not obviously what I had planned for or wanted, I think that there was a lot of good that came out of it.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about what have you felt like you've contributed this year in terms of, you know, I know you haven't played a lot of games, but like I was talking with Coach Ezell about the fact that you women push each other so much in practice. And I've seen that, whether it's been, you know, fun times and shoot arounds or whether it's been the day before in an actual practice. What's that like for you?
Yeah, so this has kind of been my role for the past 3 years. And honestly, like, I've bought into my role as being like a team person and just cheering for my team and always being their number one fans, but also like going at each other in practice. Like, we compete in practice and get after it. And I know as like a bench player per se, that my role is to push these other girls and make them better. And that is how the best teams are successful.
You were a star in Pocatello. And talk about the transition. Think back a few years, and then kind of what has it been like for you, you know, to kind of go through your college career? Take me through the last couple of years from your perspective.
Yeah, so high school to college was a big jump, because Idaho basketball is not the best, but it has been like a very easy transition, surprisingly, because of the amazing teammates. And my freshman year, we had seniors like Jay Johnson and Diney, and they just made it so easy to like feel accepted into like a community and like a team. And Quinn and Tommy, of course, have always been there every step of the way. And Quinn was actually my host when I came on my visit. And so we have like just, they've just made it so easy to just come in and be a part of a team. And honestly, I feel like they've created a team that's more like a family. So
how has that grown in your time here?
So, I mean, I think honestly, like each year, you never know what you're going to get. You never know who's going to leave, who's going to come in. And I think our coaches do a fantastic job of recruiting people who fit into a program and who are able to get along with the team and who are culture builders. And I think that transition has just been so easy, just because the coaches look for a specific person and a specific type of person. And I mean, thank you, coaches, for bringing me some of my best friends. So,
Lexi Bull, talking with her here on the Heather Ezell Show. Let's talk about off the basketball court. What are you studying right now? What are you kind of thinking down the road here, I guess?
Yeah, so I am double majoring in finance and accounting, and I will graduate in 3 years and then get my master's in business administration. And then I'm kind of thinking of going into private wealth management.
Okay. What necessarily private wealth management? You just rich people's money.
Like, yeah.
You're just going to invest it, I guess? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What else are you interested off the court wise?
Well, I love being outdoors, so that's why Wyoming is awesome. Hiking, boating, on the water, on the lake. I always grew up surfing behind a boat or putting my fishing pole in the water when I was little with my dad. And so I love being outdoors, and I mean, Wyoming is the perfect place to do all that stuff. So it works out.
Who's like your hiking buddy?
Who's my hiking buddy?
On the team.
Oh.
Nobody?
No one.
No one can compete with you? Is that what you're saying?
No. Okay. But they're just, we have a lot of girls from the beach and they're not good at,
powering up the hills?
Yeah, no.
Okay, all right.
But my hiking buddy is my dog, Bear. He'll come with me and he kind of protects me from all the scary stuff, makes my mom feel a little better when I'm out in the mountains, so.
All right, that's good to know. Best water skier or on the team besides you? Anybody try it?
I don't even think anyone could stand up. I really don't. I'm trying to think of one person who could do it, and
they just don't want to stay on the beach.
It's probably Quinn or Tommy. They could do it. They really could. Yeah.
Tommy's shaking her head like, yeah, I've done this, been there, done that before. All right. Let's transition. Lexi Bol, Paula Salazar is with me. All right, Paula, talk about your time here at the University of Wyoming. What has it meant to you in terms of just, you know, becoming part of this Wyoming Cowgirl program?
Well, I mean, it's always a pleasure. As Lexi said from the beginning, we never had any problems getting along with each other. Found some of my best friends here. And it's just great. I feel like we're kind of like a big family.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're duper seniors. Our super duper seniors now. They are graduating.
Uh-huh.
But
so that means it falls on you and a few other juniors.
Like
the person next to you. A little nervous?
She'll do much better than me, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. Take me back to recruiting and coming from Spain to the U.S. What has that been like for you? And I know, obviously, you fell in love with it here. But what was that like a couple years back?
I mean, I had a little bit of help with Alba. That's one of the main reasons I came here. When my dad told me, oh, there's another Spaniard, I was like, here we go.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was a big change, like culture-wise, basketball-wise, everything. It was a huge change. But, you know, as I always say, I'm very, like, open-minded.
Okay.
So I, like, don't really have trouble, like, getting to know, like, new people or, like, into new cultures. And pretty much, yeah.
What have you, I guess, or how have you seen your game evolve? Because you mentioned that it's different basketball versus back home. How have you seen your game have to change to kind of play at this level?
Well, as Heather said, just by guarding Allison, it's much more physical here. Yeah. Much more physical, yeah.
Yeah.
Back home, we don't. Sometimes we have fights. You can see me just grabbing Allison's arms, just holding there, like, No.
You're holding on for dear life is what you're saying here?
Yes, oh, basically. Okay.
So she's learned to power through that, which should help her in the game.
Yes. Those are the ones, not me, people.
You're responsible for all the bruises? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That too.
Okay.
I get some too, I gotta say. More than her.
She's dishing it out as much as she's taking it is what you're telling me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Paula, what interests you away from the court? What are you studying here at the University of Wyoming?
So I'm studying in elementary education. I actually just started my practicums last week with little kids, first and second grade.
Oh, you want to be an elementary teacher?
Yes.
Nice.
Very excited.
What led you down that path?
I think I always liked kids. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know it was, like, a passion, I would say, until back home I started coaching them. I think I had 5, 6, 7-year-old kids, and I was just looking for a job. And I used to play my club, like, back home on my small town. And they said, oh, we're looking. I was like, okay, here we go. Fell in love with them.
There you go.
I had little kids and high school kids. Little kids better. No offense to anyone, but yeah.
All right.
You just gonna know how to like treat them and get along with them, but also look for that respect type of thing. Because you, at the end of the day, you're their coach, you're their teacher, so they can trust you, but to a point.
So
if that makes sense.
But besides teaching and obviously falling and loving the game of basketball and playing here at the University of Wyoming, what else interests you off the court?
We don't really have much free time. And when we do, I just normally hang out with the team. So it's kind of, you see them on the basketball court, you see them outside.
Yeah.
It just kind of like, as I said, like we're like a huge family. So we kind of just get along in and out of the court. So I don't know. Like
just chilling, yeah. Just relaxing.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
because I think Quinn kind of said the same thing last time we were on the air. She's like, I don't have a lot of downtime, yeah. So if I'm down, it's just down.
Yep,
I gotcha. Yeah. All right, tell us something. Let's ask each other. Lexi, ask Paula something that you kind of know that would be interesting for our listening audience and our fans here in attendance to know about, real quick.
Okay, so Paula, how many languages do you speak?
Okay. Fluent, too. There's like a dialogue where I'm from. I'm from Catalonia, Spain, so we speak Catalan. Not a lot of people knows what that is, but yes, we have a different dialogue. Everywhere else in Spain speaks Spanish. We don't.
Okay.
We're actually having kind of a fight with that, but...
Okay.
And so, yeah, fluently, I would say two languages, one dialogue, and then I speak a little bit of French and Italian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You could use that to order something somewhere, more than likely?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably my dad would do it, but I'll just help, if
okay.
So.
I gotcha. Now, let's go the other way, real quick. What's something you would ask Lexi about?
So we know Lexi's really busy now with school and stuff, but what do you do? Like when you have days off, for example, like today we had, I think, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. What do you like to do other than like homework or?
Well, I am taking 21 credits right now, so there's a lot of homework in school involved, but
wow.
Like I said earlier, like I do have a dog, and we have a cat actually. Me and Paula and Grace Ellis have a cat together, and so we play with our cat, have the dog, and just take care of the animals, and have our own little family as roommates as well as teammates too.
All right, well, ladies, thank you so much for your time tonight. Greatly appreciate it. And Lexi and Paula, great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Lexi Bola and Paula Salazar here. Wyoming Rib and Chop House serves up the best Black Angus steaks, baby back ribs, and fresh seafood in a casual, friendly atmosphere. Be sure to join us as the official watch party headquarters for all Wyoming road games. We'll be back with more of the Heather Ezell Show. We'll talk with two other players, Marta Savich and Tommy Olson, next after these network messages.
Town & Country Supermarket Liquors is Wyoming's largest liquor store with the absolute biggest selection and best prices just for you. With over 800 whiskeys, 1,800 wines, a huge selection of hard seltzers, plus lots of exciting new items in store, you're sure to find just what you're looking for. See our website for all the terrific weekly specials and save even more. Town & Country Supermarket Liquors, 516 South Greeley Highway in Cheyenne. Come see us today.
Cowboy pride runs deep, and at FNBO, we're at game day levels of excitement to partner with Wyoming Athletics to be the exclusive bank of the Cowboys. We're honored to wear the brown and gold and cheer on the Cowboys with you this season. FNBO is the great big small bank, big enough to offer financial strength and small enough to know who we're protecting. To learn more about FNBO and the partnership, visit fnbo.com/cowboys. Go Pokes! Member FDIC.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Premier Bone and Joint Centers would like to introduce you to our new Premier Mobility Center, where our licensed practitioner, Matthew Harris, is now seeing patients for custom bracing as well as artificial limbs for amputees. Matt is trained in both upper and lower extremity prosthetics and orthotics, as well as spinal bracing. The Premier Mobility Center is a state-of-the-art lab in Laramie where we can custom fabricate all devices personally to ensure the highest quality and quick turnaround times for all products. The Premier Mobility Center, 1909 Vista Drive in Laramie, and online at premierboneandjoint.com.
At the University of Wyoming College of Engineering and Physical Science, students receive collaborative and top-quality education in world-class facilities, including the brand-new Engineering Education Research Building, now open. Students learn and work with influential faculty in renewable energy, artificial intelligence, enhanced recovery, and more. The Engineering Honors Program allows exceptional students to explore their education. Join the UW community and find your future at uwyo.edu/CEAS. Bucking the system since 1886.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
We are back here on the Heather Ezell Show at Wyman Ribbon Chop House. BestMed is the premier urgent care center and is here to put health back into healthcare at your convenience as we continue. And we're going to welcome in two more players, Marta Savic and Tommy Olson, the super senior with me. First of all, congratulations on wrapping up a nice regular season. Tommy, let's talk real quick about you've been here, done that, through everything. You're in grad school. So talk a little bit about being in grad school. What are you doing after regular school got done? You're obviously pursuing more here. What's going on classroom wise?
I'm in the Master's Health Services Administration program.
Which means?
It's just like making sure that you're, you know, equipped to make the healthcare place a better workplace and be able to lead in certain positions. But I want to be a nurse practitioner, but I need to get my bachelor's in nursing before I do that, and I can't really do that while playing basketball, mainly because of all the clinicals. So that's what I did, because I'm going to be working in the healthcare space, so why not try and make it the best place possible?
Okay, yeah, so you're adding more to it before you get to the nursing type of situation. So speaking of which, what has it meant to you to play here at the University of Wyoming in the brown and gold? For 5 years now.
I know.
The rest of the conference is pretty tired of seeing you and Quinn around, I'm guessing. But we love having you here. We wish we could keep you another year, but I know you're getting close to your playing days. What has it meant to you?
Yeah, no, it's just super special, and it's definitely an honor to be able to be a Cowgirl and be a part of this family and this culture that the coaching staff that I've been around is building, and they're continuing to build. So I wouldn't want to play for anyone else, so I like it here.
What's this group? Describe this group. As somebody who's been here for a while and been through different teammates and different chemistries, how would you describe this group?
I would say that this group is special in the way that, you know, most of us are kind of younger. We do have a younger team just as far as, like, no seniors besides Quinn and I, and we're super seniors. So it's kind of fun to watch everyone mature and grow so much in one season. And I think that's something that we haven't really had in past years. So they're unique in that way, and I'm excited to see where they go in the future years for sure.
Well, let's talk with Marta Savic here from Croatia. Good evening. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Always doing well. Let's talk about, for you, what has it meant to be part of this program the last few years?
I came in thinking I'm going to have a bit more, like, some new experiences and get a bit more knowledge. Like Paula said earlier, European basketball and American college basketball are a bit different, so I was excited to expand my knowledge and get some more things in my like backpack and like get some more tricks I can do once I go home. Overall, it's been amazing. I've made some really great friends. We've all really been great. As much as Tommy and Quinn are really the oldest here, they still feel like sisters, and we joke around. We call them our grandmas, but...
Ouch! I'm assuming you have a sense of humor about that comment.
To a point.
To a degree.
To a point.
Quinn doesn't like it, but I don't really mind it.
Okay. Marna, talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned the change, obviously, in the game. How have you seen your game develop in the couple years here, you know, in terms of adding to it?
I've definitely added conditioning. Altitude here has been crazy, and every time I come back, I can't believe how crazy it is, because I'm basically at sea level at home. Mm-hmm. So I gotta say my capacity to run has really improved, and I would say I became definitely more physical. Like, I was, as a post player, you're always physical. You're throwing elbows, you're catching elbows as well. But overall, I've found a way to push more. Mm-hmm. And I think I've gotten some bad habits out of my way, where I used to be the person that stayed half court and be like, y'all got this, I don't have to be there. I've definitely moved past that and have started going running back and getting to the paint as soon as I can.
Yeah. Real quick, what interests you away from the game of basketball, Marta?
Thinking school wise.
Anything. School and and away from school and the game.
School wise, I'm a psychology major. I'm actually graduating this May.
Nice.
Yep.
Congratulations.
And then I will probably be getting another bachelor degree next year.
Okay.
Besides that, I'm a big people person, so I love hanging out with my friends. I have quite a bit of friends outside of the team. I like hanging out with people where it started off as they were fans, but it's nice having people that know you outside of basketball. I'm a huge coffee drinker, so I'm probably in one of the other coffee shops around town. And yeah, I try to stay out of the wind, but I'm somewhere. I'm somewhere with someone for sure.
I'm up against a quick break here, but real quick, what are you two looking for the most in the conference tournament coming up next week?
One game at a time, making it to Wednesday night, celebrating after.
All right. Well, we will see you there. Marta and Tommy, thanks so much for the time. Greatly appreciate it. We will take our last time out and be back with our final segment presented by Town & Country Supermarket Liquors after these local messages.
Hey, Cowboy fans! Experience the power and excitement of live events with Ticket Smarter. You can find seats to more than 125 live events ranging from sports to concerts and theater shows on TicketSmarter.com. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official ticket resale marketplace of the Wyoming Cowboys, providing a safe and secure way to buy and sell tickets to your favorite events. The next time you need tickets, think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter.
Town & Country Supermarket Liquors is Wyoming's largest liquor store with the absolute biggest selection and best prices just for you. With over 800 whiskeys, 1,800 wines, a huge selection of hard seltzers, plus lots of exciting new items in store, you're sure to find just what you're looking for. See our website for all the terrific weekly specials and save even more. Town & Country Supermarket Liquors, 516 South Greeley Highway in Cheyenne. Come see us today.
The Associated General Contractors of Wyoming build our cities, counties, and state. They construct and maintain our roads, bridges, schools, hospitals, and businesses. These contractors are looking for motivated individuals who want to earn high wages with on-the-job training, paid retirement, health care, and vacation. Go to agcwyo.org. agcwyo.org. Help the Associated General Contractors of Wyoming build Wyoming 1 mile, one building at a time.
Did you know most newly installed roofs can't pass a manufacturer inspection? When the roof can't pass an inspection, that means there's no manufacturer warranty. At Pete's Builders Roofing and Restoration, it's important that not only do our inspectors identify and document problems, but also get you real solutions you can understand. We've installed and maintained thousands of roofs over years, and we stand behind every install. Pete's Builders Roofing and Restoration is Wyoming's premier commercial and residential roofing company. The Wyoming Cowboys have a roofing partner, and so do you. Call us today for your free roofing evaluation, 307-514-5489, or visit petesbuilders.com. Go Pokes!
I like to think of myself as a confident backseat driver.
Mom, brakes please.
Gotcha.
But these days, I'm less confident in the economy.
Same here, buddy.
Thankfully, Les Schwab Tires helps make sure that our safety never takes a backseat.
even when we're watching our wallets. Time to turn, Mom.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Les Schwab tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
At Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, we're a team as well as a family. We believe in working together to care for everyone who walks into our hospital, just as we would one of our loved ones. That's why we consistently receive national recognition for the quality of care we provide to our patients. It is an honor to serve Southeastern Wyoming, and we want to thank you for choosing our family to care for yours. Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. We inspire great health.
We're back here on the Heather Rizal Show, wrapping things up with the coach. And a reminder, we do not have a coach's show next week because the Cowgirls will be playing at that time. Coach, real quick, look ahead to the Mount West Tournament. What are you looking forward to next week?
Exactly what Tommy said. One game at a time.
Hey, Cowboy.
Survive in advance and be there on Wednesday night.
All right. Well, Coach, it has been a pleasure. Thanks to Lexi, Paula, Tommy, and Marta. And we'll see everybody in Las Vegas.
Yeah, go Pokes tonight, too.
For the coach, I'm David Settle. Thanks for tuning in to the Heather Rizal Show on a Monday night. Stay tuned for Cowboy Basketball, which is coming up next on these Learfield affiliates.
Live from the Wyoming Rib and Chop House, located in the UW Plaza on Grand Avenue in Laramie, this has been the Heather Rizal Show, presented by Town & Country Supermarket Liquors. Shop in-store and online at tcsupermarketliquors.com. Also brought to you in part by Laramie GM Auto Center. Shop online at laramiegm.com. Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, your partner in health. And by Bud Light, it's for the fans. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowgirls Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.